You're saying it's the what? Doug Steffen Good Day Show.
You want me to say that or you want to say it?
Why don't you go ahead and take it?
I'll say it. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. How do you do? Uri Geller will join us in a few moments here on the Good Day Show as everybody, the gang, is all here. Our video of the day, a clothing manufacturer made a video capturing the awkward moment of a first kiss. Only this time the kiss is between strangers. Kissing is a wonderful It's a fortifier of life. You know, Richie, you want to exchange?
I like the couple that after the at the end of the video, they're like, can we go back to kissing now?
Yes. Our poll
pretty fun.
At DougSteffen.com. How old were you when you got your first real kiss? A, under 10. That was me. B, between 10 and 15. C, between 15 and 18. D, over 18 and... E, I don't remember. Rich, you remember your first kiss, really? Your first real kiss?
I have to think it was right around 15. I don't know whether it was before or after.
What was it? Like, how did you describe your first real kiss? Was it tongue?
Not going there. Totally not going there.
Kenny, your first kiss was?
16.
It was quick 16. And scary.
Do you remember who it was that you kissed when you were 16?
I remember first name, Lori.
Lori. You have Teresa.
Yeah.
Really? Mine was Betty Lou.
Betty Lou. That tells us when your first kiss was. What decade?
Well, I have a few years on both of you anyway, so it was bound to be earlier than yours. Our poll yesterday. Yes. How often do you post selfies on social media? I was just curious to see what won here, and it was, what's a selfie? 26% of those who responded at DougSteffen.com didn't know what a selfie was. I didn't know what one was till earlier, I think, was it late last year I figured it out? 23% of you said you didn't post selfies. 17% said once in a while.
Now, let me see.
13% said almost every day. 12% said once or twice a week. And 10% said a couple times a month. Selfies.
I'm probably, if you go to my Facebook page,
Yeah.
I think I have a selfie there from this month.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
What
I probably do one a month.
Occasion?
That's what I'm trying to look for and see why I posted the selfie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, there's an occasion where you post a selfie at least once a month or so.
Right. And the reason that we asked that question had to do in part with Prime Minister David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, posting a selfie on Twitter. He was on the phone with President Obama talking about the situation in Ukraine, and the Twitterverse had a great time mocking him for it. So how did that look, Kenny, in terms of the mocking? Do you look silly? What did it look like?
Yeah, there was lots of Photoshop. His picture is very serious. He's there on a telephone,
right.
And then he posted something that talking with President Obama about Ukraine or something like that.
My last selfie. Sorry.
And people on Twitter just went crazy, and they posted pictures. You saw him with Muppets. You saw him with Lego characters. They put him on the box of the Dream Phone.
Really?
Girls would use for dating. It's a toy, and you can see on the side of the Dream Phone package that there's Putin on a phone in the corner.
Really?
It was just everybody had a lot of fun at his expense.
That's good. We like fun.
My last selfie, if you go to my Facebook page, excuse me, was January 18th, and it was a pizza selfie with my son. So does that really make it a selfie? No, it is a selfie because we held the phone out and took a picture of ourselves
together.
Yes.
Right. Latest on the plane, it seems that Malaysia, tracked unidentified objects over the Straits of Malacca on Saturday.
Right.
Trying to determine if it was this plane, but they can't seem to be able to confirm. We have not confirmed or denied this as the mystery continues and will continue. I'm betting it's...
If who it wants to take bets that this story ends up being a television show, not unlike Lost, but in some kind of different way, like a Jack Bauer-ish kind of Lost-ish type of television show or movie here in the next 2 years?
Huh. Well, but when they were lost, on the, they shot it on the Hawaiian Islands. It was supposed to be some island in the Pacific somewhere.
Especially if they do not find the plane,
right?
I guarantee there's a movie in 6 months.
Really?
Sure. If they cannot find the plane, there will be a movie in 6 months.
Dottie Sandusky on the Today Show this week said, quote, "I think people need to know that Jerry is not guilty."
Right.
I think people may need to look at the transcript, see all the discrepancies that went on at this trial. But my husband didn't do it. Did not do it. He said the
there just happened to be like 10 guys come out. They all got together with a conspiracy. Right.
Saw money. They wanted to tell
the
story.
They were able to trump up 48 charges of sexual abuse with the young boys with 10 different people or 12 different people. Yeah. But he didn't do anything.
Didn't do it. Didn't want to do it. All right. I will. One thing I do want to do is talk to Uri Geller about a number of things, including what he thinks. Is this a mystery about the plane or not? What could be the ultimate fate
of
this plane?
This will be
plane?
Interesting, getting Uri's take on this.
Yeah, exactly. Coming right up here on Good Day.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hello, this is Scott for Scots with an important question. Is your grass seed dressed for success? Scott's Tough Builder grass seed is. Scott's wraps each seed in a unique Water Smart Plus coating to help it grow in thicker and greener than grass grown from regular seed. Guaranteed. To learn more, go to Scots.com. Then put down some Scott's Tough Builder grass seed with Water Smart Plus coating this weekend. Seed your lawn. Seed it.
To keep your new grass growing strong, feed it with Scott's Starter Food for New Grass.
15 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We have with us Uri Geller, who is one of the most sensitive people on the planet. He's used his mind in so many different ways over the years, written so many books about the mind and what happens to the mind, things you don't expect to be going on in the world. And so I'm very curious what you think has happened to this plane. There have been a lot of people who think that a UFO came down and picked it up and took it away. It does seem to have disappeared from sight in thin air. So what are the, is there a way of looking at this that makes some sense, or is it all too kind of spooky to figure out?
Well, I'll tell you what happened, Doug. I was being interviewed in America on a web-based radio show. And then the presenter asked people to ask me questions. One lady said, well, if we concentrate, maybe all of us together, do you think that could help? Do you think we can all collectively remote view? She didn't use the word remote view. I brought that into the conversation and find the location of the plane. So I said, hey, that's a brilliant idea. And for about 30 seconds, we all concentrated. I kept talking. And then I told them to email me the result. I have been asked by someone from down there to help. Then what I did, after hundreds of emails started pouring in, I put the same question on my Facebook page. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll be quite amazed at how many people answered and what type of theories they believe in. There it was on my Facebook. I've asked people to help out. I said that I believe in remote viewing, and I think that we all have intuitive forces. Tell me what you think. Help me. So I was inundated, and check it out, by all kinds of theories. Among them, obviously, you have conspiracy theorists, and then you have those who believe that the plane either went into a black hole, a warp that could occur geophysically on Earth, or it was abducted by alien beings. Obviously, that's the extreme.
So what's your guess? What's your gut tell you?
My gut tells me that probably it wasn't a terrorist, attack on the plane.
No, I agree with that. It wasn't.
But either the pilot went crazy, or he... Yeah.
I'm with you, Ari.
Look, I'll tell you something. I will not mention the airline, but I've flown with pilots in the cockpit who knew who I was, will not mention the airline, and they were both smoking in the cockpit. Yeah. There was a Coca-Cola cup between them, and it was full to the brim, to the rim of the cup with cigarettes. And I couldn't believe it. I could hardly see through the smoke in the cockpit. Now, a girl who's been interviewed from Australia, she said that she thought that she actually flew with that pilot while they were smoking in the cockpit. So there you go, Doug.
Wow. Well, there's sort of things. The unexplained becomes something that creates a lot of fear.
I'm with Uri, though.
With people. How so, Richard?
I think one of the pilots went a little cuckoo and just took this thing offline and just flew wherever he wanted to and
landed it. Planes on the ground and the people are there.
Whether he crashed it or landed it safely, I don't know. But I think one of the pilots is behind this.
I don't think that it was crashed, because otherwise they'd have been able to find it somehow with all the technology today. All right, Uri, thank you for that.
Okay, Doug, if your listeners can help me out, just Facebook me.
Facebook, Uri, what is your Facebook.com, Uri Geller?
Uri Geller, yep.
Uri Geller.
Yep.
Facebook.com, Uri Geller. 21 after the hour. Thanks, Uri.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
That girl thinks that she's so bad. She'll change my tears to joy from sad. She says she keeps the upper hand, 'cause she can please her man. She doesn't use her love to make him weak. She uses love to keep him strong.
Checking out the top five songs this week in 1982, starting with Stevie Wonder, a song called That Girl was number five during this week. 1982 is the year. Crank it up, Richie, for a second. You've been listening to songs here. Tell that girl I love her. Next at number four for this week in 1982, the Cars are here.
Love it.
Good song.
Shake it up. You don't need no bad excuse.
All night. You get real blues. You don't need no bad excuse. It's all night. Anyone.
Cars are such a quirky, fun band.
Yeah.
This alt new wave band that has features country and blues licks. And it's just,
that's how they put it together.
It's really weird. It's fun.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, that's number four, The Cars, Shake It Up. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts are number three. Songs doesn't need any explanation, introduction even.
Rock anthem.
Yeah.
Ow.
Ow! Number two belongs to Journey. Casper Milktoast song.
I'm going to see them June 1st.
Are you?
Yes.
Because?
You know why?
Right.
Two reasons. I remember sitting in the parking lot of Hex waiting to buy tickets at 2 a.m. For a Journey when we were seniors in high school, a bunch of friends of mine and I. One of our friends is turning 50 this year, and we're going to go to the Journey concert, and also Steve Miller Band is there, and one of my faves, Tower Power.
Yeah, I know you like them.
Yeah.
All right, so Journey number two. Number one belongs to the Jay Giles Band.
My blood runs cold.
Everybody clap to this.
I wouldn't wait in line at my front door at 2 p.m. to buy tickets for these guys.
All right, so to review, Stevie Wonder, That Girl, number five. The Cars, number four. Shake It Up, number three. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I Love Rock and Roll. Journey with Open Arms, number two. And the number one song this week in 1982, Jay Giles here with the Centerfold.
So, good week in music.
Yeah, not a bad week. The question... comes on the nature of Parmesan cheese. Parmesan or Parmesan, depending on how you pronounce it, by any other name, is it Parmesan or is it not Parmesan? Here it is. It's time for the Battle of the Cheeses. European Union wants to ban the use of European names like Parmesan, Feta, Gorgonzola on cheese that's made in our country. Give me a break, will you please? This is the continuing trade talk
hysterical
discussion. The argument is that American-made cheeses are shadows of the original European varieties, and they cut into sales and identity.
You have butchered our cheeses, and we refuse to let you use our names.
The Europeans say Parmesan should be from Parma, Italy. That's where it came from, not from anything that's sold in the United States.
Well, I mean, you look at this Kraft Parmesan cheese that comes in the big green plastic bottle.
It's garbage.
I kind of agree with the Italians that I wouldn't want my name on that either.
No. U.S. dairy producers and cheesemakers are fighting the idea because it's a $4 billion market.
That's a lot of cheese.
The domestic cheese industry, and they're happy to confuse customers. They like confusing customers. They don't want you to buy the cheese made in Parma. They want you to buy the cheese made in Parma, Ohio, not Parma, Italy. 28 past the hour.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. And I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do,
I sleep in your bed.
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
In 1949, Scooter hopped on the horn and called up Geico to save himself some cashola.
In 1986, Clarissa gagged on a spoon when her insurance bill was way high, so she switched over to Geico and was, like, way amped with her savings.
OMG. In 2010, Sienna's parents got their savings on with Geico right after her Totes Awesome Sweet 16. That's nothing to LOL about.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Wednesday, the 12th of March, you'll be meeting me. We haven't, well, actually, we spent a reasonable amount of time this season together.
And I'll see you Saturday.
We spent some time, sadly, on Saturday, the passing of Jack Roberts, who used to be the producer of this program, and then went to work with Jennifer and her dad. Very interesting and unique character, colorful.
Mm-hmm.
Not quiet.
Frustrating, but lovable.
Very. Oh, my God. He would drive you nuts. But a basically good human being. 62, way too young to die. What happens when you overindulge yourself in things that are not good for you? And Jack did plenty of that. But he is a very, just he was a character. And but one of the things that has been so wonderful about being in this business for as long as I have come across some of the most amazingly unique characters that you could possibly imagine.
Radio draws business, them in.
Right,
maybe showbiz
in
general. I don't
know. Yeah. There are very few normal people here other than me and Jennifer and Kenny. We're about it.
Actually, comparatively, we probably
we are. Yeah, right.
Now to the rest of the population.
Norm Pattis, you know, we talk about having the podcast daily done. Podcast One, by the way, podcastone.com. Great place to get the whole program put together, sort of synced together in about an hour and 40 or 50 minutes.
It's just the good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Well, it's minus commercials and news and all that other stuff. So Norm Pattis said to me that I had a reputation for being easy to work with and reasonable.
Really?
And I was normal, and I had a regular kind of a program, and he had all these other people around him, like Steve Austin, who I want to have come on the program.
I really do, too. Stone Cold? Come on. And I know everything. Well, I don't know everything, but I am a wrestling girl, so
are
I...
Are you? Okay, so he'll be happy to come on.
Oh, yeah.
Right. By the way, there's a story floating around today, and Kenny, maybe you can help me on this. There's a wrestler somebody that's sort of a quasi... wrestler. Where the heck did I see that story? Semi-professional. This is actually, including I was going to do Florida news as long as I'm in Florida. I'm in Palm Beach today again. Story of a semi-professional wrestler down here who had a run-in with a local police officer and got arrested after he posted on Facebook offering $100 to anybody who would help him kill the cop.
Oh, my God.
Genius.
How stupid are you? I mean, how stupid do you have to be?
Unbelievable. Now, there's also in Florida a town that is so corrupt. Remember all of the focus we had in California on that town where they were making $800,000 a year? What the heck was the name of that town? Do you remember, Jennifer? The town that's a little east of L.A. Not in L.A. County, but
Bell.
I think it's in. Bell, that's right. Bell, California. Where pretty much everybody in town government ended up going to jail.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there's another one of those towns now in Florida. This town is so corrupt, not only are the public officials going to disappear, but apparently the whole town is going to disappear and annex it into another community. So you wonder, when you see some of these stories, you got to wonder, what's going on? Do you ask yourself, you chuckle about the reality, but what's going on in your town? Think about the town officials, the people who are elected, who are entrusted to run things the right way. If we don't trust, see, we focus so much, the news media, social media, radio, television, focuses so much on the national picture.
Right.
There are very few hosts, John and Ken in Los Angeles, example of a couple of guys that go after the locals.
And, but you know, that's the government that really affects our lives.
Of course it is. Those elections that are so important, like yesterday's election in Florida, local elections. The towns that you live in probably have spring elections. As in Framingham, we have the, I think our election is the first Tuesday in April for town meeting, for selectmen, for school committee.
Are you up for re-election?
No, I have one more year.
Oh, good.
So the essence of what goes on in your town, that's the place to be involved. That's the place to know what's going on. I mean, you can be upset about what goes on in Washington and all the stuff there, congressmen and senators, and that's the headline every day. And because this is a national program, we have to focus on the bigger picture. But I love, not that I want to underscore, or I think it's great that there's a corrupt town in Florida, the same as a corrupt town in California, but I think what I'm saying here is, this is an opportunity for you to be reflective on what you know about the community in which you live. And is it well run? Fine if it is. Are you happy with the tax rate? Do you like the services that you get? Or are you being screwed 185 ways from Sunday? Like most,
I'm wondering how many of our friends have actually listened or have actually run for local office.
How many people that are on are listening to the program around the country?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good question. 888-302-3684. You know, that's a good question to post on Facebook and Twitter too, Kenny. Don't you think? Have you ever run?
Just type it out.
For good local.
Because I always play with that idea, actually. Just in my own life, I always.
What
play
you
with,
want to run?
At some point, maybe for local government.
So
why are you laughing?
I'm not. I didn't laugh. You didn't hear me laugh.
Oh, that was me.
No, that's your.
No. No, but I think it would be kind of, I don't know. I mean, you can't complain all the time if you're not willing to
put up or shut. You have no status if you complain and don't at least vote.
Right.
Your comments are worthless. Now, having said that, more and more people need to know what's going on. The school committee, especially because they spend the most money, and the selectmen. In my town, it's elective. We have 218 members across town. Town has 64,000 residents, and the largest town in the. Matter of fact, largest town, not only the largest town in the state, largest town in the country, still has town meeting form of government.
Hmm.
And we've charged. I don't like town meeting form. I'd rather have a city, frankly, because there's so much. It isn't so much corruption. It's just bad management because there are too many fiefdoms. Too many people have created, their own little corner of town. But, you know, the reason I'm making sort of a big deal out of all this is because. Not only the election in Florida yesterday, but the essence of understanding that it all starts. We used to chuckle about Tip O'Neill saying all politics are local. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're the way that these people win for Congress or for a Senate is to go town by town.
Yeah.
Some of them knock door to door. They have their little meetings in schools all around the towns. And that's the way to be in touch. Problem is, once they get there, they forget about it.
Right.
So if you are, but then
or
they'll come
deals along the way.
Right, but they'll come back around. I've seen this in my town. They come back around. Those running for Congress and Senate need to get a hold of the local politicians in the community. in order to garner support. It's always what selectman is going to support this person running for Congress, or what selectman is going to vote for or underscore this person running for the state Senate, shall we say, in a fairly broad district, or the U.S. Senate. Who's going to, in your town, support Governor X, Y, and Z? And that's because they will organize a little caucuses. They'll have their home, sometimes meetings in their homes or schools or whatever it is, to get you to support. I have this all the time in my community. And I've never been particularly political, but since I ran for town meeting, now I'm assuaged by all kinds of groups who want to have the town, what they consider to be the elders, the town meeting members, who have notoriety. And frankly, the only reason somebody said to me had nothing to do with you knowing anything. It's just that I have a recognizable name. Mm-hmm. And that so often is how people get elected, isn't it? I mean, really.
Well, that's too bad. I mean, it worked out for you, but that is too bad.
It did, because I am,
you know, you could be a total yuck.
I know what the issues are, right. Yeah. I tend to vote. When it comes, it drives some of them. One of my friends who's on the finance committee in Framingham said to me, "Are you going to vote for anything?" And because I voted against all the capital expenditures, the extra expenditures, I voted against buying a new fire engine, buying new trucks for the public works department, putting a new roof on a school, because they go crazy. The capital, and I'm very, very conservative when it comes to spending money. This stuff. I mean, I'm apoplectic about what about our debt, and so that's where I have my sort of political machine, and it really bothers me, frankly, to see this money, not only the federal stuff, but locally. You see the same sort of thing happening. The same sort of thing happens. The feds waste a lot of money. Well, you don't think the state wastes a lot of money? You don't think your town or city wastes a lot of money? That's why you need to be involved, I think. Anyway, that's what I would suggest. Okay, anyway. 17 before the hour, we'll have the list of the most overexposed celebrities. You'll probably be able to guess a few of them. If you want to take a guess, that'd be fine. 888-302-3684. If you're losing your hair, you can stop hair loss instantly, right now, right here. Pick up the phone. Call 800-525-8319 for Provia. I've just used a thing called Provia. Provia is the one. It'll bring your hair to one.
Are they paying you extra for the song?
Provia. I just... well, actually, maybe I better look into that, Jennifer. Thank you. 800...
Maybe they'll pay you extra not to play the song.
525... That's not very kind. 800, that's a low blow, actually.
That was very nicely delivered. I just said maybe they might.
800-525-8319. All right, so you're going to get Pro-V. It's going to clean the pores on your scalp and allow the hair follicles under your scalp to start growing. That's all this stuff does. That's it. What else do you want to know? You're losing your hair, you want it back again? Unplug the pores and let the follicles grow. Let the follicles begin. 800 525-8319. Order Provia today and receive Provia Super Concentrate. So you're going to get your hair back faster. Good for colored hair, treated hair, men, women, everybody's using this stuff. Because nobody wants to look like they don't have any hair, right? You wouldn't want that. Kenny's got a good head of hair. Jennifer does. I'm fortunate to have most of my hair. Michael's got his hair. Everybody with our program seems to have their hair. But there's always room. You can find somebody in your family. Michael, your father got a good hairline?
Yeah.
He does, okay. Kenny, your relatives, how are they in the hair department? They like you, or are they?
Yeah.
You love, really?
Yeah, they're all pretty good.
Okay. Jennifer, your father's got a good head of hair. Mm-hmm. And so, all right. So nobody in my staff needs it. But I'm betting there are a lot of people who are listening who do. So call 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Stephan, you get shipping free. 800-525-8319 to stop the hair loss now.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Do you have more frequent urges to urinate? If you're making more bathroom trips or waking up at night to urinate, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending free supplies of a best-selling prostate supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a naturally derived formula that helps reduce urges to urinate. You only pay shipping and handling. We only have a limited supply of free bottles, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-954-0799. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula with an ingredient clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night, and help make bathroom trips faster. This free giveaway is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Super Beta Prostate free offer. Just call 1-800-954-0799. That's 1-800-954-0799. Call 1-800-954-0799.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Hang over.
Use only as directed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Shower caps are in hotel showers so you can keep your hair dry, but I find it difficult to wash my hair while wearing one. Hotel concierge is a French word. When I need a .com for booking hotels, I go to hotels.com. It's on the internet at hotels.com.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
After eating, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take all natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. Actually, I had a real problem. I found out what it was yesterday, why I had so much reflux. It was because the little flapper on my that separates the esophagus from my stomach was stuck. And I've learned how to maneuver from one of the most wonderful chiropractors I've ever met in my life. I met him here in Florida. And you get up underneath your diaphragm. Anybody who has problems with this sort of thing, you got a lot of uncomfortable feeling in your throat, then manipulate under your ribs and move your diaphragm around. It is amazing how much that did to change my reality. Speaking of reality, Roger, what's wrong with your government and your town?
Well, they tried to take our homestead tax credit 1 year.
Who's they?
And then the city mayor.
You got a city council or the mayor?
Yeah, city council, too. Yeah, it was a kind of a package deal.
Did you ever run for elected office there?
Yeah, kind of just more bringing some awareness on children's rights issues. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a snowball's chance, but
You were interested. Yeah, that's good. All right, so this is just proof positive. Every one of you can find something in your town that needs to be shaped up. Top list of overexposed celebrities. Who do you think they are? Khloe Kardashian, Kourtney Kardashian, Paris Hilton,
I feel like
Snooki.
There's a couple of Kardashians.
Kris Jenner, Lindsay Lohan, Miley Cyrus, Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, I like
and
her.
And Justin Bieber is the most overexposed celebrity this year. Yeah, we know that.
Agreed.
we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Pro EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Winter isn't done yet. More snow, wind, and cold with just 8 days till spring. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Where have we heard this before? If you're flying into or out of Chicago today, as well as many other places across the upper Midwest, check ahead with your airline before leaving for the airport. Why? Because of another sizable winter storm. That's why. Meteorologist Rob Carolyn.
North of the storm's track, where you're forecasting moderate to heavy snowfall from Chicago to south of Detroit to Buffalo and Rochester, New York, to northern New England.
How about some snowfall totals there, Rob?
Chicago likely to see 8 inches of snow from the storm. There could be more than 6 inches of snow in the Buffalo area.
Many other areas will wind up with more than that. 9 inches possible for Detroit, up to a foot in Cleveland and across Indiana. Western New York has a blizzard warning in effect. As much as 18 inches of snow forecast for Rochester, 20 inches possible for areas in Vermont and Maine. It was a much different story yesterday across the Northeast, with spring-like conditions in places such as New York City. Temperatures well into the 60s, much to the delight of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
You think all New Yorkers are appreciating nice weather? I'm appreciating it in a very special way. There's no snow involved.
New York's new mayor has been roundly criticized for his handling of snow removal since taking office back in January. Tonight and tomorrow, temperatures for the Big Apple will plunge right back below freezing. Tomorrow's high in New York won't get out of the 20s with a wind chill in the single digits. Again, spring is just 8 days away. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to L.A., don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. You can't use it until you download it, but once you have, you've got it.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
On Wall Street, stocks finished in negative territory yesterday. The Dow dropped 67 points, closing at 16,351. NASDAQ lost 27 points, S&P down by 10. Malaysia under fire for its handling of the missing Malaysia Airlines jetliner. Analysts have started to voice concerns over information gaps and contradictions during the massive search effort. Flight 370 vanished from radar on Saturday while en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing with 239 people on board, including several Americans. Ukraine's new prime minister sitting down with President Obama at the White House today. The visit will highlight the strong support of the U.S. for the people of Ukraine. The situation in Crimea is expected to dominate the talks. Lottery news. No one matched all the numbers in last night's Mega Millions drawing. The jackpot for this Friday night, $353 million. Mega Millions played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And finally, healthcare enrollment numbers for the month of February aren't living up to expectations. New government figures show more than 940,000 people enrolled in the new healthcare exchanges last month, down from 1.4 million the previous month. A total of 4.2 million have signed up over the past few months. The deadline for enrollment is the end of this month. It appears the Obama administration will come up short of the revised goal of 6 million enrollees. Meanwhile, White House spokesman Jay Carney is defending President Obama's appearance on the internet comedy show Between Two Ferns.
The president's interview with Zach Galifianakis on Between Two Ferns was designed to reach Americans where they live.
Specifically, the president's appearance was aimed at convincing more young Americans to sign up for health insurance on the website healthcare.gov. The show, if you've seen it, is intentionally awkward, with Zach Galifianakis and his guest literally sitting between two ferns. Galifianakis offers strange comments and questions, but give President Obama credit for some snappy comebacks. Here's a sampling.
It must kind of stink, though, that you can't run, you know, three times.
Actually, I think it's a good idea. If I ran a third time, it'd be sort of like doing a third Hangover movie.
The president has a great point there. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues, with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?